I'm John Travis, and the question being asked is, what do we make? What do we do? What types of products do we make on the millwork side? And that's a good question because there's quite a few. We kind of divvy things up into 6-7 different items. The first thing that primarily we're going to do is we're going to make casework, cabinetry. It might be in a residential application, somebody's kitchen or vanity, but primarily we're a commercial shop, so it's going to be laminated casework, veneered casework, stained casework. It's typically going to be a Euro style that is a flush overlay system, although we can do face frame, but primarily a Euro style cabinet. Doctor's offices, lawyers, break rooms, back house areas, tenant finish outs, pretty much any commercial building. It doesn't matter if it's a Lowe's, all the way to the dentist on the corner. There's typically some type of laminated or veneered case or cabinet that is in their establishment, and we make those. So primarily casework. The second thing would probably fall into the category of what would be called architectural millwork. Architectural millwork sometimes has a broader definition that would include the cases, but I'm going to use architectural millwork here to be things that incorporate solid wood and veneers primarily. So beams, false beams, custom doors, custom windows, historical doors and windows, furniture, paneling systems, trim, moldings, any of those items and anything else that you might conjure would fall under this category of architectural millwork. And on that side, whereas on the casework side, you're taking engineered products, meaning you're getting sheets of plywood or MDF or particle core, and we're turning them into a case, a box. On the architectural millwork side, typically the main component, although it will incorporate engineered products as well, is going to be solid wood, literally a tree that could even be felled from your backyard, that we then take that in a rough fashion and we mill it into things that can be fashioned as a component or the actual item itself, trim, for example, and then stained and integrated into a project. So architectural millwork. The third category is what we would call custom items. And that's our category. That's going to be not yet a case and not yet architectural millwork, but kind of incorporating both. So custom items for us, a good example is die walls. Sometimes in lieu of having cubicles that are made out of the metal and fabric, it might be something more decorative, veneered or laminated in nature that form cubicles or workstations for people, for example. Other items are reception desks. Again, part of this is architectural millwork, but you walk into a bank, you have the whole teller line system that's there. You might have the hostess stand. You walk into a restaurant, you're going to have the whole bar assembly unit that's there. You're going to have the back bar. You might have the hostess stations as well. You might have other decorative elements, things that we would consider that are custom. So whereas cabinetry is made on lines, and it's big machines that start at the beginning that process the material, and essentially they're assembly lines, just like you would imagine, where along the assembly line comes part of a case and somebody works on it and it goes to the next station and out the other end will come a finished product. On the custom, it's more individualized custom craftspeople that sometimes are taking drawings that literally are made on the back of a napkin. I'm notorious for that. And then creating something beautiful. You walk into a school. You might walk into the library nowadays and you have semicircular niches that are all upholstered as inside. Or you might walk into the symphony hall and you see from the ceiling suspended pallet systems or suspended trim or suspended veneered panel systems that could be hexagonal even in nature or different shapes or walls that may be 180 feet long and 22 feet tall that have swoops and curves in them. That's all in the custom kind of side where literally there's engineering and machining, but for the vast majority of it, it is somebody using their skill and ability to create an object that prayerfully will last for generations. So kind of this custom side, conference tables, although some of that's furniture, but now they incorporate so many different elements, you might consider a custom item. You walk into a hotel. Usually there's a ceiling assembly. There's the restaurants. There's the gift shop areas. There's the hostess stands where you check in and check out. You know, the bar area, often a lot of paneling. Conference rooms can be very tricked out nowadays. Same thing in the ballroom or staging areas. So anything that's made from wood, metal, plastic, upholstery, incorporates glass. You walk into a jewelry store, all the jewelry cases that are finely put together with glass. Those are examples of things that we make incorporate custom items. Another example is you walk into a McDonald's or some of the other chains, and you walk up to check out the acrylic solid surface and the metal assemblies that are there, and behind the scenes, things made out of stainless so they don't rust or get damaged. You know, we make those kinds of things in the custom area. In the countertops, we'll do anything. I mean, you'll make a laminated square edge. You'll make a post-formed laminated bullnose. You'll make a veneered top. You'll make them out of solid surface acrylic. In the stone shop, which requires wet tools, you might have solid surface quartz, which is a man-made product but is used quite prevalently. You might have granite or stone that literally we go to a stone yard and a customer might pick out, or we pick out together, and it's carefully veined and plotted and how we're going to cut it and piece it together. But in the countertop, they may be integrated into our custom pieces. They may be standalone items. It all just depends. In the custom area and architectural area as well is custom doors, custom windows, historic in nature. You go downtown San Antonio or even some areas of Austin, South Austin particularly, where you have a lot of historic buildings. You may come into a storefront system where we had to replicate something in the manner or style of something that was built in the late 1800s. A storefront might even be, 16 feet tall, two stories almost, and, the whole city block that you're putting in these historic wood windows or door assemblies. So things of that nature. In the metal department, often now in restaurants, hotels specifically, but now often in a lot of different areas, people are incorporating blackened steel or stainless or brass. We did a series of dental centers that are just fabulous, a wonderful designer and team that creates these dental centers, primarily in Austin, but they're going all over the state, that every one is unique and different and incorporates all different kinds of metal and wood in very creative and visually unique ways. You walk into different restaurants, you'll see all kind of steel that is integrated now into shelving units or on the walls and banding. So we have a metal shop to help us in that regard. And the other thing the metal shop does is, behind all of the wood, something has to support the weight of stone, the weight of the different wood elements that we're putting on it. So often those substructures are made out of some type of metal or steel to allow us the stability, a platform with which to hang our stuff. We'll do upholstery, we'll do glass, although you're buying those things in, different glass companies. You may have bent glass, you may have special formed glass, and then you may have your standard quarter-inch tempered or half-inch insulated UV for exterior door systems. We'll get the glass in and work with that. We finish our own things. If that's something that customer would like us to do, we might use special coatings for restaurant tops or special coatings for exterior or inside. It may be furniture-grade conversion, two-component urethanes and epoxies and different varnishes. Nowadays, most of the stains are changing from oil-based to water-based, but we use different stains, different kinds of paints, even epoxy. Just depends on the project and what's required. And then Of course, sometimes we just provide our products and others install them, but often, especially on the more complicated things, we'll install them ourselves with our own installers. Our idea was to be able to be a one-stop shop for servicing our customers' needs. If they needed a project that incorporated all the different elements, glass and cabinets and custom and architectural and upholstery, and we want to stain it too, and we'd like you to install it, our desire was to be able to meet all of their needs in one place. Sometimes that can be difficult to juggle all that. I mean, somebody doing just one of the elements might be faster per se, or might even beat us on price. However, our hope is that by incorporating more things, we provide a more consistent product. There's one point of contact in terms of engineering and making sure it's all connected. We've got one place to go, the customer does, in order to get their product. And whether we're doing it in Texas or out of state, we can get it made, ship it to the site, and provide a positive experience. Those are the products we make. We're always looking for new things. I mean, we, for hotels, sometimes provide the FF&E packages, and we've talked about doing more of that. I don't know what the future holds. We've, for different customers in town that specifically in some of the more historic neighborhoods, we've, you know, do a lot of painting work on the painting side in those areas, and often through that get asked to replicate or mimic or contribute to some of those products. And in that, you know, we have had an opportunity to develop furniture lines and ways of doing things in joinery that are fantastic and fun. And we've talked about maybe doing that more. But at the moment, where our hearts lie is in serving our customers' needs when they walk in the door and say, we have this store, or we have this lease space, or we have this new restaurant. We understand you can help us fulfill our vision. And we want to do that and do that well. And with the wonderful craftspeople and team that we have here, prayerfully, we're able to do that and do it repeatedly and do it well. And look forward to the future. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you would like to listen to more of our episodes, please go to traviscompanies.com/podcast. We release a new episode each week. This upcoming week, I hope you'll join us as we talk to Robin Qualls. Robin works in our paint department and has for 18-some years, comes from a background in construction, and has been a wonderful part of our team. We look forward to seeing you, and thank you for listening.